Love is not a battlefield, it's in a field. Mairead Lochman is at the ploughing down in Rathaniska. First day, sun is shining and romance is in the air. Hello, Mairead.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Yes. What year is this for you as a matchmaker at the ploughing?
I have been coming down here since 2016, since I started matching first off. So literally every single year. And I try to come all 3 days every year. And believe me, the difference in the weather every year is very different.
It is very different. I was suggesting that maybe the weather we're experiencing right now is good for romance.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, the dancing and the ceilidh that's going on down here, I've never seen crowds like it this year, today especially. It just, everybody's in such great form. And you know yourself, and the smile on someone's face, you're probably more likely to catch somebody's eye.
Yes. Now, just explain, back in the day when you were starting matchmaking and you discovered that a lot of your clients were a certain type of person.
Yes. So when I started matchmaking first in 2016, I just kind of realised a lot of them were farmers and a lot of them were people looking to meet farmers. So I said, right, well, sure, I'll go ahead to the plough and see how we get on. And it just hit off from there. Now, I match people from all walks of life, but this week it's all about the farmers. So we're down here at the ploughing and we're just meeting up with clients. Some clients that I've matched, some clients that are now married. I met a lady there about a half an hour ago. She's actually due her baby in November. I matched them 2 years ago. I matched a couple there this morning. With their 7-week-old baby that I actually only matched last year.
Oh, good. Sorry, I thought you'd matched them this morning and having have a baby
no,
already.
No, that's... we're not miracle workers now.
How does it work? So what do you actually do down there?
So at the moment, we're just having a bit of fun over the next few days. Now, my normal thing is meeting people, you know, and doing full consultations with them. But down here for the next few days, like we're here now at the moment, we're located down near Kavanagh's Bar here at the moment, and we just are introducing people. Like, it's just a fun day out.
Hold on. Is it like my friend fancies it? That sort of thing, is it?
Not unlike that. You know, we're just there. We have kept a few people together. We have about, I'd say, 35, 40 people here. Just, you know, enjoying the sunshine. One or two are having drinks. Some of them are in there dancing. Just introducing people. Some of them I know for years. Some of them are familiar faces and everything. But some are new people that may have brought friends along. And it's just a little bit of a social session, a nice way for single people to meet up and meet new faces.
And I was just thinking about being a farmer. It must be tough enough to meet new people. Like, you could be miles away from your nearest neighbour. It's a full-time job, as in 7 days a week. You don't get much time to be out socialising. So how do you go about meeting a partner?
Well, look, I suppose the normal way I do my matchmaking with Love HQ is that I meet my clients in person. So I travel all around Ireland to Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny, Mullingar and Naas. That are all the places. I'm in each of those locations every single month meeting clients.
Right.
I get to know them and I do a full consultation and a private consultation with everybody. I get to know them, the type of person that they'd like to meet, and then anything else that I feel I can match them, you know. And so I have clients from all over the country, like you name it, the very north point of Donegal, right down to the most westerly point of Cork and everything in between. You know, so I have people of all ages. Sometimes people ask me, like, you know, what's the maximum age? I have clients from ages 21 up to 83.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what age you are, what walk of life you are. I don't care what your sexuality is. If you are looking for love, we're happy to help you.
Mairead's on your case. When did you discover you had a talent for this sort of thing, Mairead?
When I was back in the teenage discos, I was the person that was like, my friend likes
you. My friend fancies you.
I've always been the matchmaker. And then, of course, when I got into my 20s, I was working in finance, quite stressful, the recession hit. And then I just realised that a lot of people that I'd matched, you know, in their teens, were now getting married. They were starting to have their first baby, their second baby, their third baby. And then their friends were coming to me. And then I just said, you know what, I might give this a bit of a go. And it just took off. I then started doing dating events called A Table for Six, where I sent three single ladies and three single men on group dinner dates, which we're hoping to we had to stop that during COVID. And then obviously matchmaking was just so, so busy after that. But we're hoping to relaunch that now next month as well, our dating events. So we're going to be inundated.
Do
because
people,
when we did launch that, it was crazy.
People who may not be clients of yours, do you think they might come to the ploughing hoping that they might meet somebody?
Yeah, well, we've done a little bit of coverage there on social media and everything, but they just, some people just kind of wander upon us and they're like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Or they might give a friend a call that they know might be working on one of the stands and say, come up, they didn't know they're single, come on up here.
Yeah.
Like, I've been talking to people there today now that they were saying that their friend is coming tomorrow or the next day, and we gave them a little flyer and they're like, come and contact us and just see what's going on.
And apart from romance, there must be a great buzz down there today with the weather and everything.
It is absolutely buzzing down here. Yeah. They were playing Maniac 2000 there about 5 minutes ago, and I thought some people were going to lose their lives. Yeah, it was crazy. But you know, everybody's in great form. How could you not? I'll tell you, they're really they're polishing up their farmers' tans today.
Do you know what happened since I didn't mention it last time we were talking, but Love in the Country, that TV series, that worked really well. Doing a bit of what you do, and I believe they're down there recruiting.
For
the next series. Yeah, so you might pop around and say hello to them.
I will, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, one of the guys that was on it last year, I went to primary school with them, a little country school in Mullingar, believe it or not. So
there you go.
Ireland is a very small place. Any way that people can find love, and I would encourage people to do something like that, a show like that.
The same production company make Gogglebox, and I think they're making an Irish version of Traitors as well. And they're casting down there. Fancy being on the telly. Block 5, row 11, stand 187. So if you know anybody who wants to be on telly, you might end up on telly yourself.
Oh well, look, I've been on a few times. God knows, you know.
Yeah. So what's your success rate? What are you hoping for? Another marriage out of this 3 days or what?
Oh, absolutely. We'd hope for at least one. Like this year, we've had 27 couples married. Right. We're probably on baby number 11 or 12 for 2024. So we are absolutely flying it. Basically, the only thing that we try to do is help as many people as possible at Love HQ to find long-term real love. And, you know, anybody we can help along the way, we'll do it.
Right. Mairead Lachman, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the ploughing there down there in Rathanisca.